down below, and so then we have a control issue down here in the valleys. But it obviously starts usually in the mountain ranges or from the snowpack and so forth. So what kind of, I know you work with the Corps of Engineers, but what kind of cooperation are we getting? Because frankly, a lot of the controls that are that we have to deal with, especially, well, as a former county supervisor, certainly you've had these issues too, is really trying to get something out of the federal government, the Army Corps, and the other agencies. So could you tell me a little bit about your success or lack of?
Our relationship with the Corps is very challenging right now. We, as you know, the board is the local partner for all flood control projects in this state. We have to sign the federal cost-sharing agreements on behalf of the state and so on. So as the federal government begins to change their views on certain things, we are affected and we work with them constantly. What we're seeing is that the Corps is concerned very much about the fact that they haven't been able to deliver on their feasibility studies. It's just taking too much time. The average feasibility study in this country is 10 years old. There's one in Truckee that's been 30 years to be even done. And this, the Corps recognizes that. They just can't produce a feasibility study that would then result in a flood control
project. Is that
project.
Due to a lack of funding on their part? They just don't have the resources, or?
Well, I think it's a processing issue. I think it's a lack of funding. I think it's a cultural issue where everybody is involved and nobody's in charge. And we've got one of those things. So that's why essentially the state of California on its own went out and sold some bonds. And as Chair Steinberg indicated, where it used to be the Corps was in charge and we were kind of following, it's now the local agencies who are passing flood control assessments and the state are more in charge and the Corps is following along. The Corps has gotten that message, and they're trying to redo all of their feasibility studies now. But I think it's safe to say that the culture of the Corps is in transition now, and we're at the state level, and I mean all of us, the board, the department, and all our local stakeholders are going to have to kind of figure out what the new paradigm is. And it's going to be different than it was had traditionally.
And I just want to add.
I was going to say, Mr. Maris, I'd like to get your input too, because I know you were in your prior business positions. You actually have quite a bit of knowledge in this area too.
And as mentioned earlier, when I worked for the state and Bill was on the old reclamation board, we went back every 6 months and were very engaged with the Corps about 10, 15 years ago on a super regular basis. And that's just not been the case since I've been back for lots of reasons. A lot of this is driven nationally by things that have happened in other places in the country. That said, there's a lot of work to do for us to re-engage. We have to. The framework's the same. They're still the partners, but things have changed on their end for reasons, and we need to better understand those and try to find a way for it to work for California. And I think we've got time now that we've got the plan adoption behind us, hopefully. The good news is that the state is totally unified. I think the upside is that we are much more closely aligned with DWR, but also Fish and Game, the other state agencies, and there's a lot more communication and work that's being done together by the state agencies than I think ever before on the flood control system, which I think is very positive. And that'll help us going back, I think, together.
Now, strictly from the public safety standpoint, obviously, when we end up having those occasional fires that burn off a great deal of our hillsides and so forth, we have a tremendous amount of debris that then can accompany the perfect storm of all of a sudden having a major rainstorm that would come in right after a major fire, and then the debris ends up filling up our debris basins, and we got all sorts of other problems, which usually relieves. So, you know, what about, you know, proper forest management practices and things of that nature? Have you been able to be engaged in any of those? Because that's kind of like preventative. And obviously, you have to work on water quality too. So,
right. I'm going to
Where do you stand on trees?
We're big fans.
We're for trees.
Yes. In the appropriate locations.
Well, I was on the Blue Ribbon Fire Commission right after the 2003 Fires Act. I served on it with Senator Keough, and one of the challenges that we come up with is if we don't do a proper job in managing our forest areas, we create other kinds of problems.
Sure.
You know, not only do you have forest areas which start getting bark beetle and everything else, but that in itself then creates other hazards, which then when we ultimately get those lightning storms that can create fires, forget about the man-made ones, that's when usually we get a lot of destruction, and then natural causes cause the runoffs and stuff to create other kinds of problems. So I'm just curious, is anybody, are you ever able to interact at all kind of on a preventative basis in looking at those types of situations that might affect what happens to you downstream?
Go ahead. Well, we haven't yet.
Yeah, that's what I was.
But we certainly recognize in the plan, and we all bring that experience, that land management and land use decisions, whomever owns the land, is integrated with public safety and improvement. And inappropriate land management can cause many issues, particularly downstream. So I guess one more agency we need to engage in, and we will. We can provide that forum for those issues, and it just underscores the relationship and the need that the state of California has to re-engage the federal government and the issues that face us here in California and build that partnership back up.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. Are there witnesses in support of the nominees?
What did he do?
Stood up.
Discretion being the better part of valor.
I told him to behave.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and committee members. I am Susan Tatayan with the California Water Program of the Nature Conservancy. And I just wanted to step forward and express support for confirmation of all three board members. I would very much like to emphasize that these folks are some of the most professional and active board members I've seen on a flood board. They've already demonstrated their leadership and innovation and creativity. They have also demonstrated a tremendous amount of leadership in terms of outreach and opening their process of adopting the flood plan to the stakeholders. I had the privilege of witnessing them listen very carefully to the agricultural community, my community, and they just demonstrated incredible leadership, creativity. They even opened up the process of adopting that resolution in a manner that allowed us to literally sit down with board members and staff and help craft components of the resolution. I'd like to also bring your attention to a July 2nd letter that we wrote in support of confirming these board members.
Part of the record?
And you have that. 12 organizations, conservation organizations, support their confirmation.
Thank you. Thank you so much for testifying. Are there any other members of the public? For or against?
Hello, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Mark Henley with California Waterfowl. We represent about 20,000 waterfowl and wetland enthusiasts across the state, a lot of private landowners that protect wetland habitat on their property. And we do favor all three of the nominees. In particular, Jane Dolan, we have worked very closely with her up in Butte County on some land use issues, particularly as it relates to wetland and waterfowl conservation, and she has been stellar in that area. She's also been very willing to work with all parties involved and listen to all points of view before making decisions. So again, we wanted to reiterate our support for all the nominees and urge you to support them as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, good evening, good afternoon. Laura Parr on behalf of Northern California Water Association. We are in strong support of all three nominees, and we look forward to continuing working with them on different issues on water.
Thank you. Any other witnesses? Well, this is the way I kind of look at this. I look at this board kind of like a school board. It's not the least bit glamorous, but it's really important. And all three of you know the issues, are very committed to the mission, and I commend the governor for three excellent appointments, and we thank you for your willingness to do this work. Say it's not glamorous, results aren't seen in a day or a month or a year, but for the long-term safety and economy of the Central Valley, this work is crucial. Is there a motion? Move on all three. Mr. Edgar, Ms. Dolan, Mr. Ramirez, please call the roll.
Senator Zalquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. De Leon? Fuller? Dutton?
Aye.
Dutton, aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
That's 3-0. We'll leave the roll open for Senator De Leon to add on, and congratulations. Thank you very much. So we have a few other items here, members, that I think we can move through quickly. Yes, under file item 5, without objection, I want to put over item 5G. Excuse me. I apologize. I misread that. Item 5O, the nomination of Terry C. Bishop as a member of the California Student Aid Commission. I want to put that over indefinitely. Okay? Senator Dutton, are there any items that, or Senator Alquist, that you want to separate if we take items 5 through, let's go all the way here, items 5 through 29? Probably are a few, I'd imagine. What's that?
There's none of these I really need just to pull off except for that one. Just 5F is the only one I want to pull off.
Okay, 5F. So let us take up then items 5 through 29, with the exception of F and O, as I previously indicated. O will be put over without objection. F, we will take a separate motion. Anything else before we go?
Have you? And so, through what are you doing?
What I heard you say was that 5F was the only one on the entire agenda, or not?
No, I also just the appointees. Also like to pull item 23 and items 20 and item 27.
23 and 27.
Right.
Okay. So we will take up. We'll take a motion from Senator Alquist on 5 through 29, with the exception of 5F, 5O, 23, and what did you say, 27? 23 and 27. Okay? Without objection, we'll substitute the unanimous roll call on those items. That'll be a 4-0 vote, and those will pass. Let us open the roll on the item we just took up, the three members of the Flood Control Board, for items 4, C, D, and E for Senator De Leon. Chair is an aye.
Senator De Leon?
Okay.
De Leon, aye.
Now we'll take a motion on file item 5F, the nomination of Rosalind Wyman as a member of the California Arts Council, moved by Senator Alquist. Please call the roll.
Senators Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. De Leon? De Leon, aye. Fuller? Dutton? Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
That passes 3-0-1. And now we move to file item 23, which is SCR 101 by Senator Pavley, relating to the Los Angeles River revitalization. Again, we'll move by Senator De Leon on that one.
Is there a Los Angeles River?
Yes, there it is. Oh, why don't we do that? Okay, I'm sorry. We'll We'll take a motion, if it's okay, from Senator DeLeon for both file items 23 and 27. 23, I just read, 27 is ACR 155 by Assemblymember Fuentes regarding Justice for Janitors Day. Please call the roll on both items.
Senators Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. DeLeon?
Aye.
DeLeon, aye. Fuller? Dutton? Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg,
that's
aye.
That's 301. Those measures pass. I think we've taken care of all the business. Are there any walk-ons?
No. Well, there was, but that was part of 28.
Okay.
Or 29.
29. Yeah. All right.
That's
is there an exec session?
No.
Okay.
That's it.
I'm sorry?
Just a question on the calendar.
Yes, sir.
In years past, as I recall, I know we don't have committees and everything the last 2 weeks, but also, you know, when we've had a floor announcements or anything like that, or presentations, didn't we in the past? I think we want to make sure that the people's business that I think we're going to have a lot of presentations on the floor in the last week or two of session if we're actually trying to divide here.
Except for maybe member resolutions.
Except for member resolutions, like yesterday where there's...
I don't have a hard fast. I just don't want to hear
it. Yeah. I don't see anything on this agenda beyond August the 16th.
Yeah, we might so,
so we will, we obviously it's good admonition, we'll be wary of floor ceremonies the last 2 weeks.
And didn't we just approve for August 21st, send a letter saying a resolution with Dr. Abbas at the conference?
I may have missed that one. Okay. So there's one on the 21st. We'll be judicious about the number of floor ceremonies. No, right. It's very good.
We try to get the members to kind of control a little bit. So if they want to do something, I'll do it now.
Very good. That's right. Okay. We'll stand in adjournment. Thank you.